This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Thank you very much, Lucius. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Time now for Krusty's Corner, brought to you by Greystone Roofing. Go to greystone-roofing.com. Here he is, the king.
Hey, hey, kids! Your old pal Krusty's gonna teach you five new words.
You're not wrong about that.
From Dallas, Texas, number 55, Brian Waters.
Thank you very much, Lucius. Appreciate you playing that. Thank you, too, for wearing the Crown Global Media toboggan.
They go great with my pennies, my foams.
Do you?
Yeah, man. My air penny stuff. More Orlando jerseys.
So it's the color combination.
That blue, it hits, man.
Yeah, we tried to make it a cool blue.
Chef's kiss.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Also, what I want to say, thank you to Greystone as well for being a part of this. We're going to talk about this. I want to ask you guys a question from that game yesterday, and first off, do you kind of feel like that if you had the injuries or you didn't have the injuries at running back, would you have seen Blue and Maffa play yesterday?
No.
No. Probably not both. I think one maybe, and they probably would have played in the second half, I guess, like the rest of the backups did once they pulled the starters. But otherwise, no.
I was wondering, were the Javonte Williams and Malik Davis injuries super legit? Like, if this is a playoff game, are they out? Or are we kind of like, well, you're kind of hurt, and we want to see these other guys?
Yeah, I asked some people over there, and they had some legitimate injuries. So this would have been something that if they had to have this game, there would have been some concern going in about the injuries.
It kind of seems like going into the game then, the coaching staff and their idea of let's win was going to win the day. So setting the roster, I don't think Blue and Maffa would have been in there.
Yeah. I just kind of feel like in that game yesterday, watching it, by the way, and I said it earlier, and I know I said in the post game, I think Dallas might have lost that game if Dak Prescott keeps playing. I didn't get the feeling like they had a really good handle on what the Giants were doing defensively. Might have been another shootout kind of game, huh?
That's not good.
Did you feel like that watching?
Yeah,
feel
they were down 16-10 at half.
Yeah, they could have lost. I would have probably still picked the Cowboys to win, but there was a lot of, tough football happening out there, and the defense can give up 40 to anybody.
Yeah, that's the things I worry about. I know we were having these discussions, like the whole thing. I know I don't know what the text is saying. I know people are tweeting at me because of the comments we had earlier about trading the two ones.
Oh, yeah.
And there's people that are like, hell no.
Right. It could take that. I mean, I was playing like the other side of it.
I appreciate you doing that because I think that's the discussions you absolutely have to have. But I'll circle back to that here in a second. with what you saw yesterday at running back, does it make you feel any different going into the offseason, or is Blue just Blue? And by the way, watching him run the ball early in that game, their short pull game was really good. Mm-hmm. I mean, this was Clayton Adams had him, you know, him and Connor Riley had him. They had a really good idea how they wanted to attack. They got everybody involved. The receivers got involved. The tight ends got involved. The short pull from Hoffman.
Hoffman had a really good block.
They were
touchdown.
Getting second level. They were down blocking. There was all kinds of really some positive things. I was listening to Bobby Belt this morning talk about Blue. He thinks Blue's not a very patient runner.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
I don't think he sees it. He shows flashes.
There's times.
Like on one of those, on a couple of those, he's kind of letting that guard get going.
That's what I kind of felt.
And get behind him. Like, yeah, I saw a couple moments where I was like, that was
he's letting good. It develop.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dawson, you said you didn't think he was very patient.
Yeah, right? I think he's in a hurry to get beyond the line of scrimmage too often.
Sure. He might have been anxious just because he hadn't had a lot of carries. Matter of fact, the very first play they handed him the ball, he could have scored. If he didn't stumble,
lost his feet.
Yeah, if he didn't stumble, he could score. He's going to score on the very first handoff of the game if he does not stumble into the hole.
I was thinking on the one where he gets tackled like inside the five,
yeah.
If he would have just kept running to the left, I feel like he scores the touchdown.
There's times where you watch him run, and it's like he does run to darkness. Like he's got his eyes
closed.
He's
got the Turpin thing going on?
Yeah, it's weird. It's a weird thing. But, man, the touchdown he had, it was a beautifully blocked play.
Yes.
And I felt like that he gave everybody the opportunity to get to where they needed to go in the block. What happened to him in the second half when Joe Milton came in, man, I think there were a couple of missed assignments along the way.
They're getting blown up in the backfield.
Well, Smith has to block out. Like you see Hoffman is going out to block. That one of the first plays in the second half, it's like a minus four.
Mm-hmm.
So Hoffman blocks out. Smith goes straight ahead. And after the play, you could see Hoffman kind of look at Smith like,
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bro, we were supposed to block outside. Like, there were two times where they completely, in that second half, let, like, giant defenders come unblocked. And it kind of made me wonder about the stuff with Smith playing tackle.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, okay, did he have that moment where all of a sudden, oh, I didn't hear the call?
Right, yeah.
And, oh, I think I'm supposed to be on a double team here instead of I'm supposed to be blocking out. So there were times when they handed him the ball where there was some clean blocking, and then there were some other times where there was absolutely no blocking, where it was like a mental mistake. Like that Smith had an error blocking, you know, he should have blocked out. Instead, he went straight ahead, and you could kind of see, like, say, him and Hoffman looking at each other like, bro, you're supposed to
oops
kick that thing to the outside there. So anyway, but I just wonder about this. I wonder about this because going in, I don't think you're going to have enough money to get Williams done at running back. And I worry, and I haven't, I've looked at three running backs in the draft. Obviously, Love is the best running back here. I don't, you don't have a second day pick to maybe think about it. Maybe there is a,
Emmett Johnson from Nebraska. Might be a guy day three.
I've
just a guy that I made a mental note and then he officially declared. I haven't studied his tape, but having adopted Nebraska as just kind of a pet cat team, I watched him play a lot, and his running style downhill, physical, somewhat similar to Javonte's.
Yeah,
I wonder how the league's going to look at Javonte because of the lack of his top end speed and breakaway runs. And
you think Dallas will be able to get him for cheaper than what we think?
I mean, is 3 years and $20 million cheaper than what you're thinking? Because I don't think he's going to get more than that. And I would do that for him.
I just know the valuation of what, over the cap. They've got him and Breece Hall basically as the same guy when it comes to the valuation of the player, $10.3 million. So I wonder, I think that, you guys were talking about, I asked you who you thought that made kind of a more of a difference for Dak. I think it was Williams.
Yeah, I think
the running game aspect, wherein his ability to run the football, his ability to blitz pickup, that's something that's so underrated now in the National Football League. Yeah.
We saw in that Washington game, that fourth down, he stopped. And he has a second and third effort and is able to extend the drive for you. So little things like that, Javonte Williams really stepped up big for this team this year.
Yeah.
I think Bobby threw out $8 million. As the number he thinks he might get this offseason. And Bobby was right about Chuba Hubbard.
He sure was.
So he might have this running back market.
So with Dawson, he's saying 3 for 20. That's pretty reasonable, huh?
Yeah. I'd offer it. See what his team says. Maybe he just values I want to know I'm my future set. I want to be maybe he likes it here.
Yeah.
And hey, if you're serious about contending next year, you don't want to be totally butt naked. If you're not willing to take it to 10 because the value's too high, it's an extra $3.5 million. You don't want to win enough. Mm. I don't think he's going to demand that much, but the certainty that you give a guy that could go for 1,400 yards next year and give you good pass protection, that's worth it. At some point, you got to pick one of these years and say, yes, we're overpaying for running back. We're overpaying to get a free agent, a corner or linebacker or edge. We have to overpay now to make sure that this Dak window or this offensive window in general doesn't totally evaporate with nothing to show for it. You can go another 30 years easily.
Yeah.
You can go 30 years without finding another quarterback as good as Dak.
On the other side of the ball, we all saw what Clowney did, right? We all, and actually the tape was just as good as what we saw with your eyes watching the game. He was Elmanor, the right tackle for the Giants. He had him completely beat up in this game to the point where standing up, hand down, ability to rush. The thing about Clowney that's really kind of unique, and I sat down just to watch him play in this game, just said, I'm going to watch him play. And I went back, and he's really very slow into his stance. It's kind of like he's looking to see where the tackle is in his stance. Is a guy rocking back? Is a guy forward on his hand? It's almost like he's veteran reading the guy in front, okay, they're about to run the ball here.
Where's the tell?
I think that's really super, super impressive with the way that he's been. I had my questions about signing him. I'm going to admit that. I was thinking, well, man, this is your 53rd player. As slow as he got off as a start to his Cowboys, season, I thought, man, they have got to do something different here. But he came up. Talk about guys that take advantage of compromised players. He's the one guy that's able to do that for the Cowboys. And I think it's because I believe he's a really smart guy. And I mean smart in the way that he reads, the way that he reacts, the way he knows if it's run or pass, the way he doesn't jump around blocks, the way he goes down inside, the way he's going to read okay, you're going to try and cut me off here. These tight ends that try and block him and stuff. He is so good at the run, but I think it's the football intelligence
that
makes him such a good player. I hope he comes back now. I hope he comes back and is that kind of player. Next year you get him in camp and all that. But you can learn from watching a guy like that. Young guys like the young edges, Ezeraku guys. I don't think Sam Williams is going to be here at all, but I'm going to say that you could, having a guy like that, you could be far worse in this league having a guy like Clowney, and hopefully that he can come back, because I do like the football intelligence. I like the toughness, and I like the way that he has a feel for how to get to the passer.
Yeah, I love the way that he plays with his hands and keeps guys off him so he can stay aware.
The length. Yeah. It's amazing how he can play hand down or stand up and be really effective doing both. So.
Love it, Brian. Thank you.
Thank you.
Krusty's Corner will be your destination throughout the entire offseason as we head into free agency and the draft
too,
and the
yeah.
OTAs. Yep. And before you know it, we'll be heading for training camp.
We got that free agency thing, too, coming up, too. I'm going to start looking at some of those free agency guys as we get closer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.